Pleasure to be joined by the 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Every week about this time, we're joined by the senator. And good morning, sir. How are things? Well, I guess you're still remotely and here. Are you going to be going to Olympia anytime quickly, though?
Well, I hope so. We are hoping to be able to do floor action on the floor when we do the most of the floor voting in the Senate. And that was the original plan, but it remains to be seen. As you reported with sports, there's a lot of things in flux due to COVID protocols. So I just have to stay flexible.
Okay, so now let's talk briefly about, we've been featuring the committee meeting from earlier this week about the study on U.S. 2. So moving along from that, Kaylee, you had a question about another bill that the senator has coming up.
Yeah, so there's going to be a hearing next Wednesday on a bill related to affordable housing. What can you tell me about the bill and who it'll impact here in the district?
Yeah, I'm excited about this. This is Senate Bill 5868. Originally, I had partnered with the Mayor Leavenworth and folks from Chelan and others on a bill to provide local governments more flexibility to use their lodging tax revenues for workforce housing, because some of these communities like Chelan and Leavenworth, people who work in those communities can't really afford to live there, so it's creating a lot of challenges. I've kind of shifted gears to a little different opportunity in working with Chelan County as well as folks in Chelan and Leavenworth on a similar idea to provide counties some more flexibility in utilizing an existing tax stream for workforce housing, but I am trying to transition away from using the lodging tax to this other existing tax. Much like the other idea, though, it's not a new tax. It's just providing local governments more flexibility with an existing tax source. So I'm excited about the hearing that's coming up on Wednesday.
Well, that's interesting because I've covered state legislatures, and legislation kind of evolves and you're moving away from the lodging tax into another the silo there. That's kind of interesting. What else is really on your mind right now in the legislature?
Well, right now I'm trying to work my bills through the committee process. That's basically the first phase of the legislative session, but it's going to be really ramping up. We're starting to take some floor votes, and there's been a discussion about lots of things, from putting together a transportation package this session that could potentially invest in new projects, to trying to make some adjustments to emergency powers reform, which I know is certainly big in central and eastern Washington, but really throughout the state. The House recently, as KPQ reported, delayed the implementation of that long-term care tax, and that's going to be a big issue. And then also these police reform laws that were recently passed that we're hoping to make some meaningful changes to this session. All those things, as well as adjustments to the budgets, because the revenues are up, fortunately, and what that will mean to the three budgets and whether substantial changes will be made. All of those things are kind of in the mix for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's interesting because there's a tug of war between the conservatives and here, your side, let's do tax breaks. And on the other side, they want to, you know, reinvest the money of this giant surplus. So in closing, we have just about a minute left or so. The long-term care, that's going places. And so is the powers of the executive branch, bipartisan. Not so much, though, with the policing laws. Quick take on that.
Yeah, quick take is it's going to be tough sledding. I know a lot of people that are the KBQ listeners want those laws completely repealed, but essentially the same legislature is returning. So if we can make some modest changes now that make those laws less bad and more workable for law enforcement, that would be a victory considering the circumstances. And then in future years, try to make more substantial adjustments if there's more of a balance of power in Olympia.
Well said. State Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you for joining us. We'll do it again next week at this time.